Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, September 23rd, 2019.
I know. Soon we'll be saying 2020. Yeah. Did you think in your lifetime you would be saying those words?
2020, yeah. I have to kind of sometimes think.
Do you feel old, Mark? 2020?
I'm feeling aged of late with work, but don't feel old. No,
2020. You and I are living in the future, you know?
Yeah.
Space Odyssey, all that.
Yeah, well, I grew up watching the Jetsons and all those futuristic things that are like realities now. I mean, pretty common other than the cars flying.
Right.
You see some of those YouTubes. I don't know if they're phony or fake or fictitious where they show these cars that are being developed and, you know, people are jetting around. And I'm like, I think those are kind of animated. But
I don't know. When my kids were learning to drive, I kind of thought I was seeing flying cars.
Yeah, that's right.
Fly down the road.
Some would accuse me of many a time when I used to drive out to the tower every day that there was a red blur that flew by.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it's another memorization Monday with another great verse. But before I begin sharing it, because I want to cover some announcements here, and I don't want to stagnate the power in God's word as we preach
announcements.
Share it and talk about it. Oh, by the way, then I need to mention this. Let's see. Four announcements. Hey, we're going to have a call-in at the end of the broadcast.
Of this broadcast?
Yes.
I'm
at
glad
the end
to know
of the
that.
Broadcast. So you can't win because you'll be here.
Okay.
But if you're not an employee,
I could run
News
around
Radio,
to the back and call.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, it's kind of funny. On, let's see, last Tuesday we had a special broadcast with author, pastor, speaker David Platt.
Oh, yeah.
On his book, Something Needs to Change, A Call to Make Your Life Count in a World of Urgent Need. And I said, so Karen, how'd the calls go? And sometimes, like, I call in 2 hours later to touch base, and I said, am I the first caller? Karen always laughs.
Everything's gone.
Yeah. She said, actually, we only had two callers, and it was two family members.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, it was, I think,
I hear
Ben
that's
Harrison
a great book.
And someone. Yeah, and it's a hard copy. This is a good book.
Good heavens, you're hanging on it.
So we're going to give away a copy of this at the end of the broadcast, and then when this re-airs in the evening, basically tonight, you can call in at the end of the broadcast when we say it's time to call in, and you can get a copy of the book. But yeah, it's a nice book. It's hard copy. Something Needs to Change by David Platt. If you missed the special broadcast about this book and his experience and why he wrote it, you can go to our archive programs page, greatnewsradio.org, and look for Tuesday's program, and you'll see David Platt's name along with Something Needs to Change. So he's the renowned author of Radical. Many people have read that and changed and influenced many people. But this is another one that I think will be really good.
He's got some influential people reviewing and giving accolades to that book, I'll tell you.
Yeah. So, at the end of the broadcast, so stay with us. So, that's number one. Number two, a week from today.
My, you're organized.
Yeah.
Number two.
Well, I had to write
Monday
it down.
Monday morning, fresh week.
Anyway, otherwise I could be all over the place. So, number two.
Oh, no, no.
No, not me. A week from today, the Prime Lifetimes paper will arrive, the October edition. So, we're excited about another edition. It'll be actually 2 complete years
of
publishing it.
Where
so, we're
is
actually
that pizza?
Working.
Have you gotten Jason? Cupcake to
him. No, no.
This is not, this is not okay.
But we'll work on that one.
Okay.
So a week from today, that'll be out, so we're looking forward to it. It's a good edition with lots of great content. Mm-hmm. Working hard on that. And so that's a week from today. Also, 4 weeks from today, let's see, when's October 28th? So we have to flip, somehow my calendar is back to May.
This is getting complicated.
Well, we're hoping. This isn't a definite yet. But we might have a night out at Jarlene's in Champaign.
Oh, Jarlene's, I can do that.
Custard Cup, maybe October 28th. And if it all comes together, we'll know maybe tomorrow or the next day. 20% of all the purchases will be donated back to Great News Radio.
So, I think that's very generous of them.
Yes. So nobody will need to have an excuse to eat ice cream that night.
Oh, nobody needs
shakes
one.
Or their variety of flavors and everything.
Great.
So we'll tell you more about that real soon.
Let's have a huge line.
Yeah, that'd be great. All Great News Radio listeners meeting on the 28th of October. That's a Monday at Jarlene's in Champaign. And I'm still working to see if we can also work something out. Well, actually, the Jarlene's lines in Danville will be closed at that point.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure how many more weeks they're open. Maybe just through the end of this month, but maybe we could do something. I don't know. We'll see. Well, I have to maybe wait till next year because they're only open during the summer times.
Yeah.
Let's see. Also in October, October 22nd, Jamie Chesser and his team are going to put on another Savvy Social Security Planning Basic Rules and Claiming Strategies workshop here at the Great News Radio Center. It'll be from 6 to 7:30. We filled up the place. People really enjoyed it.
It sounded like it.
Yeah. I had a number of friends that really were informed and blessed. And I think did some follow-up meetings with Jamie and his team.
So can you say that real fast? Savvy Social Security? Because it sounds like that Susie by the seashore with seashells. Remember that old poem?
Yeah.
Savvy Social Security. Savvy Social Security.
Planning. Basic rules and claiming strategies. Actually, we'll cover things like the five factors to consider when deciding to apply for your Social Security benefits.
That's important.
And so I'm in the midst of that, trying to figure out some things. And though Holly and you have both assured me you need at least 10 more years out of me doing broadcast and helping
nobody's
with the
radio
ministry.
Thinking about you retiring.
So
if you are, you're the only one.
Yeah, that's right. So she emphasized at least 10 more years as a minimum, and that's working full time and then some.
Oh, did she?
And then maybe in my 70s I can start slowing down a little. So I thought that was
kind of take a day off or something.
Yeah. So we'll learn about those five factors when considering when applying for the benefits, when it makes sense to delay benefits, and sometimes if you delay a year or two, that'll be very advantageous to the percentage that the government's kicking in and helping. Why you should always check your earnings record for accuracy. He'll cover how to estimate your benefits, innovative strategies for coordinating benefits with your spouse. You know, if you're depending on the age of your spouse and when best to have her or him start and you and so forth, there are really great potentials in how it would be more advantageous for one or the other to start. And then how to minimize taxes. We all want to know about that. And then how to coordinate your Social Security with your other forms of retirement income. So that'll all be happening here on October 22nd.
Now, you said that Jamie Chesser is going to present.
Oh, did I say Jamie?
You did.
Oh, Jim Lilly.
I thought so, because he did it last time.
Yeah, he's doing it again. Yeah, Jim Lilly. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
They're both in it.
But the most important thing is that Dee Chesser is our children's choir director.
The most important thing. They're going to love listening to
and
this broadcast.
She brags up her son-in-law, Jim Lilly.
Yeah, and
married
her son.
Her daughter. Right. Anyways, so to find out more and to register, you need to call 217-352-5828, 217-352-5828. You must RSVP because there's going to be some good desserts here, and they had snacks and Coke and Pepsi and various beverages and water. So that's all going to be happening on Tuesday, October 22nd.
It sounds very helpful and informative.
Yep, it'll be a great
to
one.
Offer this.
So come join us. Okay, I think that's it. Those are my four announcements.
Yay.
Now, the best part. It's a new week, and our memorization scripture verse is Isaiah 53:6. Now, last week it was 53:5, and I'll reread that because these both go together so well. And they're sobering verses, yet they're powerful because it gives us hope and a recognition of what God did on our behalf and the suffering that Christ went through, so that we could have an eternal relationship secured for us because of his work.
Central to the gospel.
Amen. Yeah, and as you mentioned and others have said, Isaiah is like the fifth gospel, if you will.
Yeah, actually, I read that. I had never thought of it. That's cool.
So last week's verse, by way of review, Isaiah 53:5. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. And then this week's verse, Isaiah 53:6. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So again, a reaffirmation of the fact that we all have fallen short. We all are sinners, kind of back to those Romans 3:23 and 6:23. The fact because of the wages of sin, there's death, and we are all under that punishment. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. But the Lord God has laid on Jesus the iniquity that we've all done, the sin that we've all done has been placed on him so that we can be free of that as we ask Jesus to be our Savior and to take away our sin.
I tell you, that just brings me to tears every time I read that because I want to cry out, no, that's not fair. He didn't do anything. Yeah. It's not fair. And I always feel like I hear God saying, you're right. It's not fair.
Yeah.
It really wasn't.
Yeah.
But it was the only way.
It's the only way through the Lord Jesus Christ, what he did on our behalf. It's a great reminder for all of us. We all have sinned. We all fall short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
But God made this plan. And some people say, oh, that sounds like cheap grace. No,
not too cheap.
It cost God the greatest gift. It cost him his son, sinless, perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, no reason for him to be mistreated or rejected or violated.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess something that we oftentimes don't think about, but the fact that God the Father, had to actually turn away from Jesus, mm-hmm. if you will, because mm-hmm. of all the sin that was on him. I mean, how Jesus had to experience those moments apart from God, I guess. I mean, here he spent all eternity with God, was a part of the Godhead, was intimate, and their fellowship was perfect and sweet and wonderful. And yet there's that portion of Scripture where it says things were darkened,
mm-hmm.
and Jesus felt abandoned.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we'll ever recognize how vast that was.
That must have felt.
Yeah.
And that's not fair either.
Yeah.
And the thing is the sinless dying for the sinful is never fair, but that's pure love.
Yeah.
I'll take your place. I'm bringing you in with me.
Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing grace, as they say.
Yeah, it is.
So what does Robert J. Morgan from his book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart, have to say? In fact, we're soon to have a few copies. I think I ordered five more.
Of the book?
One or two people have been asking
for
it. So if you still want to pick up a copy, you can start any time. These are great verses. Come by the Great News Radio Center. But call first. We're usually here 10 to 5. But phone first, 217-367-7777. The books are $10, and you really appreciate having a copy for yourself.
Okay, here's what he says. Solomon Ginsberg was born in Poland in 1867 to a Jewish rabbi who named him after the most glorious of the kings of Israel. Rabbi Ginsberg envisioned his son becoming a spiritual leader for Eastern European Jews. One night, when Solomon was 13, he and his father were celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles in a small tent near their home. Solomon picked up a book of Hebrew prophets and randomly turned to Isaiah 53, which he read. His curiosity was stirred. To whom does the prophet refer in this chapter? He asked his father. His question was greeted with silence. So he repeated it. This time his father slapped him across the face. Years passed. Solomon moved to London and took a job in a dry goods store owned by his uncle, an Orthodox Jew. One Sabbath afternoon, while passing through Whitechapel Street, Ginsberg recalled, I met a missionary to the Jews, a converted Jew, who invited me to hear him preach at the Middle May Mission to the Jews on the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. Now, I was particularly interested in this certain chapter of the Bible because I could not but remember that scene in the tent. And, of course, went out of curiosity to see if he had a better explanation to give than the one my father had given. That was the turning point. I went to hear him explain that marvelous prophetical chapter, and though I could not understand it all at that time, it sank into my heart. He asked me to read the New Testament, and when he called my attention to the wonders of the life of the Messiah, and how every prophecy was fulfilled in Jesus, I was soon convinced that the Son of Mary, the crucified one, was the Christ of God, the Messiah of Israel, the rejected one of my people. Ginsberg was abandoned by his family, beaten and nearly killed by angry friends, but he became a powerful evangelist and missionary with enough adventures to fill an autobiography, and whose lifelong message was the Messiah of Isaiah 53:6.
Now, do you remember us talking about him earlier? Who was that evangelist when Huey Freeman was in
that
here?
That was different, I think.
That was a
guy? This guy, I looked him up. His autobiography is called A Wandering Jew in Brazil. He became a very famous missionary and evangelist. Kind of amazing.
Okay. I was trying to look for Huey Freeman's name on my Romans 10:9. That was our ninth week of verses. So if we turn to number 9.
Well, you are organized today, aren't you?
Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, it was the eighth week, Romans 10:9, and Dr. Appleman. He was from the Russian Jewish family, and then all those connections were made with Huey and so forth.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Wow, that was impressive, Mark. Pulled that together.
Yeah, I tried.
Oh, wow. All right, so here's something else that Mr. Morgan says.
Closing out chapter 28 from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan.
This verse begins with "we all" and ends with "us all." It follows verse 5 naturally, and the two verses should be memorized side by side. That's what you were saying. Both are at the heart of the Old Testament's greatest chapter on the atoning death of the coming Messiah. The details of Christ's crucifixion, as given predictively in Isaiah 53, coupled with its personal and universal application, have convinced multitudes of people to follow Jesus Christ. In the stories of Jewish converts to the Lord Jesus, this passage is frequently mentioned.
Yeah, no, I think some rabbis, they prefer just not to answer anything about it. They just kind of skip it or say, well, that's meaning the nation as a whole has suffered and so forth. Yeah, there's other explanations. They try to move beyond it.
I didn't realize that.
And there's sometimes, I think Huey or some others have said, when it comes to that part of the Torah being read, or referred to because they go through it like each year, it either gets skipped or it doesn't get talked about.
How intriguing.
We have a feeling we know why, because it clearly points to Jesus.
It's kind of startling how clearly it does. Yeah. Here's a quote from J. Sidlow Baxter, who's a pastor and theologian, and he ends the chapter here. "As trait after trait swings into focus and fulfillment, can we write any other name under Isaiah's amazing portrait of the sublime sufferer in chapter 53 than Jesus of Nazareth?"
Wow, Isaiah 53, 5 and 6. Let me read them both for you. This week's verse is Isaiah 53, 6, but beginning at Isaiah 53, 5. "But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." And then just add, "the iniquity that we committed, the sins that we committed, were placed on him. And it's because of him receiving it, him taking it on our behalf, that propitiation, him taking on the punishment we earned, the punishment that we deserved, he took it on. So we don't have to." It's an amazing concept. It's what they call that free gift of God, offered to everyone, but it has to be received. We have to come to the point where we recognize ourselves as sinners. Mm-hmm. And I don't think too many people can't. I mean, if you can't, today, you don't think you're a sinner. I mean, I don't know. You've never lied, or you've never had impure thoughts.
How old are you?
Or,
1 week?
Yeah, you're obviously not married because your spouse gets
point
out.
That out. Yeah.
But I think we all have to recognize. It would be hard for me to find somebody that doesn't think they're a sinner or fallen short.
Well, some of the finest, sharpest people I know, I mean, quickly say, "I've made mistakes."
Yeah. But then
done wrong things.
But that's not enough. It's then recognizing that God made a way. God sent Jesus to be the Savior, to be the one that will take on our sin. And so it's one thing to recognize that, okay, yeah, there's a person named Jesus, and I guess he took away the sins. But then it has to be personalized. You have to recognize that he came to take away your sins, and that you need to say, "Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I want to be right with God. Please take away my sins. I know I deserve punishment. I know I don't deserve heaven. I don't deserve anything good." Mm-hmm. you know, through that willful act, through that mindful act, or that acknowledgement, when it's done sincerely and it's done with faith, knowing that Jesus is the only one that can take away our sins, then that supernatural thing takes place where we become redeemed, or mm-hmm. we begin that new life in Jesus. Some would call it we begin to be born again.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of filled with mystery, but it's kind of an unbelievable act that God did on our behalf to take away our sin, to create a way, a path for us to have eternal life with Him, with no more pain or suffering.
Mm-hmm. Our forebears got separated from God right at the beginning, and we're finding our way back because He came to rescue us.
Yeah.
He did a rescue mission, you know.
Amen.
He landed on the boats and came on shore for us.
And then became man. Emmanuel means God with us.
Mm-hmm.
God took on human flesh.
Yeah.
Was known as Jesus Christ, fully man and yet fully God. That's another kind of mystery, but much of life is a mystery. And
oh, that's for sure. The older you get, you know that too.
Yeah. And we proceed, and maybe it's sometimes a baby step in faith.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be some of you that have never heard this message that God loves you, that He has a plan for you. It begins with recognizing Jesus Christ as the Savior, as the Messiah, as the one that came to redeem you. And that might all be new information.
Yeah.
It's been laid out in the Bible, God's holy word, and it's a truth. And both Marianne and I have come to accept that and believe that. And
absolutely.
You can do that too. And there's trained counselors. Boy, there'd be people that would love to walk you through what it means to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. You can call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. They can answer your questions about the Christian faith,
mm-hmm.
what it means to have a relationship with God, who is Jesus Christ, and how you can begin this very day to secure eternal life for you beyond this life here on planet Earth. Wow, I'm kind of encouraged, even though it's kind of a hard verse, but we need to recognize we're sinners, and that's why Jesus came, to redeem us, to make us right with God.
He came because He loved us.
Yes.
Even
Amen.
Though we were sinners.
Yeah. Can't even get better than that.
No.
He loves us. He loves you today. Go in that power and in that strength. He does care about you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Come ye sinners, poor and needy, weak and sick and sore, Jesus ready stands to save you, full of peace.